Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Always on your radio at 94.1 in the free Odyssey app and streaming live on YouTube. Hi, YouTube. Say something in the chat about us. Something
and
nice.
Only nice comments,
say
please.
Say nice things. All right, Jack, let's go.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Now, this is an honorable mention for someone who has to grow up. The first is me, a mea culpa on the Schwarber. I was wrong.
That's the second time you said mea culpa.
What happened? Did I get it right?
Yeah, you did it.
Yeah, you got it right.
Actually, you were right.
Yeah. What'd you do, though?
So Schwarber's is to start the season. Odubel's to start the season, 40 on base streak. Schwarber's is 35. Now it is 41 over 2 years. Like, remember when Rollins had the hit streak that went over 2 years? So yeah. Schwarber's at 41 over 2 years. Schmidt has the longest at 56. So
okay.
Schmidt is still number one. Okay. So Schwarber's, you know, 16 games away from that.
Well, they must have been on your timeline.
Well, yeah, a couple people. It's all good. Shout out Schmackman.
So
good.
Just to clear it up.
Yes.
Odubel has the longest streak to start a season.
To start a season.
At 40.
Yes.
And Schwarber is at what, 30?
He's at 41, and he's at 35 to start a season. Yes.
Okay, and so he's five away from Odubel.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, Odubel still does have the latest. I mean, he did 45, I guess. That's what his streak ended up being, was 45.
Okay. Right.
But, yeah, so Schmidt, 56 games. Chuck Kline, Ike's favorite player, at 49.
Yep.
Abreu, 48. Odubel, 45. And then Schwarber, 41.
But to be clear, Mike Schmidt does have the record.
Correct.
Even though it's a span over two seasons.
Yeah.
He has the longest on base.
Yeah, like Stott technically has the longest hit streak to start a season.
Right.
He doesn't have the longest hit streak in Philly's history. So.
Got it.
Yeah. Way to clear that up. So what happened?
I don't think it should count over two seasons.
That was the argument with Rollins back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, there was like Rollins, I think, got up to 30 some games, and people were like, well, it was over two seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would never give the real record over two seasons if a hit streak, right?
Well, yeah. They would.
If you got to sell tickets, yeah.
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 You got to make buzz about it. Of course,
you got to make buzz about it. Sure.
Right. Okay.
So the top five people that have to grow up.
Oh,
some WIP, some not.
All right.
Number five is Rod Lakin. I mean, again, free trip Lakin out in Chicago.
Yep.
I mean,
he's at the sports programmers conference or whatever.
Yep, he's doing that.
Yep.
And like, a great job with BG Live. Can we please lock in on the DeCamera Fritz so we can stop talking about it and like set a date?
You know what we should do? When is he on a panel? Is it tomorrow?
I think so. Yeah, he's in the morning. He was so excited to get back here.
I'm going to ask Barrett, who runs the panel, to ask him when Fritz into Camera Live is happening.
Can you imagine,
on the panel.
Can you imagine how red his face is going to get?
Yeah, I will text him as we speak.
Yeah,
but
you should.
It's got to happen. I've never seen a PD is at conferences as much as Lakin is.
Yeah, I mean, not like you ever did the job for a long time, but like.
Well, I did.
I know you did.
Yeah.
But you were here
All the time.
You were never on the phone. You were never in some corner studio.
No.
Now, sometimes your door was locked. You had the remote control that would allow you to close the door.
No, I did not. I never used that.
I disagree. I disagree. I'm sure there's some closed door meetings in there.
There were closed door meetings.
Yeah.
I'd never used the button, though. It's too intimidating.
Yeah. It's a tough scene.
Yep.
It's a tough scene. The fourth person that has to grow up is Elliot. You heard him today.
He was so whiny about dropping in the rankings.
So complainy.
Yeah.
You know, also, the lawn situation. How do you let your lawn get that high?
Yep.
It's an 8x8 lawn. It's not that hard. And the other thing, I don't know if I should bring this up on the air, but I think it's funny.
Oh, no. Are you sure?
Yeah, it's funny.
Okay.
I texted him at like 3:30. And I was like, hey, we're going to do this on Zoom. And he's like, fine, but make sure you text me a little earlier so I can make sure I'm ready. We talked about he wants to do the moisturizer of the face, get the hair ready. Dude,
it's not just the setup?
No, it's not the setup. He's got to get the thing under his eyes to make them pop. It's just, come on, man. It's not a beauty contest. I know he's getting older, so it's tougher.
Yeah.
But.
Well, you know, to go back to the original thing of why he needs to grow up, I want him to own the Eagles Insider of the Year. He has to have a bravado. So the idea of him going down in the rankings, he should scoff at that. He shouldn't be whiny baby
right.
about that.
That should motivate him.
Yeah, it shouldn't be like, wah.
It's a little mopey.
Wah, I'm going down the rankings. Wah, I was wrong. Wah. You know, it happens.
It happens.
It happens.
Happens to the best of them. He'll bounce back.
Yep.
I have no faith, or no lack of faith in that. Whatever. The third person that has to grow up is JT. So JT...
Real Muto.
Yeah.
How many double plays he going to hit into this year?
Eight so far this year. Seven all of last year. It is May 7th, okay? he's had a double play problem since he got here. You know, it was never a huge deal. But eight double plays? Come
That's
on,
JT. That's surprising because he runs well.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, I can see Bohm hitting in the eight double plays.
Well, he's close.
Yes.
He's nipping on his heels,
I can see him doing it.
But JT, I mean, come
it's
on,
pretty disappointing. It was surprising. I heard them on the broadcast say that yesterday. Said he's already hitting to eight. Wait, they were talking about him having seven while he was at bat.
Yep.
And he's like, you know, he had seven all of last year. And then he hits the ground ball, and you hear Ruben go, oh.
Yeah. It was perfect.
Yep.
It was perfect. The second person that has to grow up is Spike. I mean, obviously.
Whoa, yeah. How am I number two?
Well, because first off, you're trying to ruin my legacy with the Phillies. I see what you're trying to do.
I'm not trying to ruin your legacy. I'm just calling a spade a spade. You gave up on them.
No,
you said this team doesn't have it.
You're trying to tarnish my legacy.
I'm not.
You are ducking the push-ups because, neighborhood kids might be watching. And
I'm not ducking them.
And you didn't know what to wear tomorrow to the golf outing. You're like, what should I wear? It's like a freaking polo.
No,
how many times
did we go over this
the last year?
I'm not golfing.
About you in the wrinkled shirt last time at the Surfside Invitational.
It wasn't wrinkled. Yeah. It was textured. And the second thing is I'm not golfing tomorrow. I'm not caddying.
But you're still going to a PGA Tour event.
Yeah, because I have to.
Yeah, this... Well... This is an actual PGA tournament.
Yeah, it's like I'm honored to be there, and I know it's a very big event. But like,
again,
I'm not,
the PGA Championship better run him next year.
But I'm not going. It's not like, Spike wants to go golfing or wants to go to the golf club.
You're not wearing one of your little slappy t-shirts. Like, this is a real grown-up, be a gentleman
event.
You're
wearing a slappy t-shirt, and my slappy t-shirt's better than your slappy t-shirt.
He wouldn't wear that to a golf tournament.
Yeah, not tomorrow, I won't be.
Look, I ordered a polo just in case I don't like any of the ones that I have. It's at the house. I went on Amazon. I got one.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
He ordered a polo.
Talk about rent-free.
I have a couple, but like Ike mentioned, we have a couple here for the station.
Right.
But one is like Eagles-themed.
Yeah.
And one is Phillies-themed. And you guys don't have to deal with this.
Yeah.
But the when I'm wearing a bright colored shirt with the way that my arms look, it looks ridiculous.
Yeah, not a good look.
Yeah.
No. So I had to get a white one.
And I already texted Ike. We already figured out.
He made sure we won't be dressed alike tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Didn't want to look like idiots out there. So grow up, Spike. But the number one person has to grow up is Corey in Columbus. I mean, it's ridiculous. For 6 months a year, he leads off the show. He's the leadoff hitter. Yep. He's been branded as a leadoff hitter. Now we got the, no offense, we got these scrubs that have been leading off the show this week.
Well, the guy today was a scrub.
Horrible. Bringing up the point about like they're millionaires. In a blue-collar city like Philadelphia.
And Aaron from Mount Airy is not a scrub, but he is a scrub as a leadoff hitter.
He's a 4:30 to 5:30 caller.
Yes, he's a lean back.
Yes.
You know, as he talks about the next questions from the last 2.5 weeks.
Yes, he's a take a segment offer.
Yes.
Yeah. With Corey, he's got to come out like firing.
And what's his deal?
Last week I was
my job. I got promoted or something.
Money.
I didn't hear any of that when Jalen was going to the way of the Super Bowl.
Yes, it's a good point.
Like if you want to be a football caller, that's fine.
We have football caller.
Rios, football caller.
Yeah,
but he can't be the leadoff hitter of the afternoon show and then completely ditch. He calls at 5:30. Great, I don't care.
Yes.
I do care, Corey. I love you. But like,
he's the Johan Rojas of the afternoon show.
Don't need
not
that.
In the Eagles season.
Yeah, be Stoddard, be Schwarber. Come on.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I think.
Help him up.
Yeah, I think the thing with Corey is we love Corey, but we are all about accountability here, and we named you the leadoff hitter, and it comes with a certain responsibility. Now we have people changing next question to first question.
And that guy tried it, too, and you were on the ball today and said, not today, pal.
It was right after I complained about it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's coming at me. I could feel it.
Let me just throw this out here real quick. Oh, yeah. Your sponsor you got to get to.
Yeah. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down up to 3 years to pay it off. Interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguide.com.
Just want to take a quick moment. We don't need to belabor this.
Okay.
But it caught my eye.
Uh-oh.
Did you see Ciara at the Met Gala?
No.
Jesus Christ, man.
Look good.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
Did not need that.
You have it up on the iPad right now?
I do.
All right.
It's not the only thing that's up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a whole new look for her almost.
It is. Looks good.
It feels like.
CC.
Feels like there's a little more.
She's toned. Yeah. She's toned up a little bit.
Yep. Yeah. The hair's new.
Yeah.
Wow. But what ruins it is Russell Wilson.
That's
the cringiest guy in America. Yes.
He can't even pull off looking cool.
Nope.
He can't even do that right.
Let her go to the gala by herself, you clown. Come on. 215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, OG?
OG?
What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going to have to talk to my nephew, Corey, man. Because first of all, when you get a promotion, what under the conditions that I remain as the leadoff caller on, you know, on OG's show? We got to talk about that. So I'll check that. But let me do this here. Because there's some stuff going on this radio that I'm obviously y'all just disrespecting me because I told you that I'm your insider of the year.
No.
And
all you do is make up reports.
Yeah, you lie. You're a liar. Liar of the year.
listen, Howie done told y'all already, all right? We're not bringing a 31-year-old guy on this football team, so you can tell Baldy he's wrong about this one, okay? It ain't happening.
All right.
Howie.
Ooh, boy.
This guy's got to grow up with the phone.
What is wrong with your phone?
Yeah, he's got to grow up. You know, now he's going to be, I put him on hold. Now we got to get OK Andrew taking a spot. OK, you're on WIP.
Wow. What it do, fellas?
What's up, OK?
What it do, Andrew?
Hey, Spike, first of all, you cannot wear a red top and black pants tomorrow. Do not do that.
A red top and black pants? Who
Tiger Woods look.
Oh, no, I don't even have any black pants. Well, that's a lie. I got a couple. No, I'm going to wear khaki shorts like all you golf doofuses do.
And, it's golf shorts, not cargo shorts.
It's not cargo shorts. I didn't wear cargo shorts to the Surfside thing. I didn't. Look it up. I have a couple of pair of khaki shorts. My wife likes me in them, so I have them for vacation or whatever. I'll wear one of those.
Or be formal, wear pants.
No, we're not doing pants.
No, we're not wearing pants.
Like, don't wear pants to work.
Yeah, well, I wear pants to work. But all I have is jeans. So I'll wear the khaki shorts and the...
Definitely cannot wear jeans.
Derek. I'm not going to wear jeans. Okay. You guys.
All right. So,
I'm going to embarrass all you. I'm going to wear camouflage cargoes.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And a tank top. And my Castellanos tank top.
Go for it, Spike. You'll stand out.
Yes.
So my master plan on the Phillies this year, I'm not giving up on this team yet. We're not the magical 2022 squad, but we can turn into them. We got to make a few moves. My moves are calling up Micah Bell to the pen.
Abel.
See how he does.
Yeah.
Nick Abel. Same thing. DFA, Hernandez, or Romano, whoever sucks more.
We're not DFA and Romano.
All right. Then DFA Hernandez.
There you go.
I'm calling up Painter, so now we're plus one. And then I have a big trade coming up, probably some mixed reactions. But eventually we're going to have to move on from the center field spot and have an everyday guy like Crawford coming up. So we're going to trade either Marsh or Rojas, whoever we like the least or whoever has more trade value, and Kettering for a guy like Peter Fairbanks out of Tampa Bay. He's on a contract situation type year, an option year for, I think, the team. And I want one of the prospects, Braylon Guerrero, outfielder. He's young. He's got some pop. I think that'll add a whole new resource to our bullpen, keeping Alvarado, Strom, and in Fairbanks, 7-8-9. And we'll have Abel and then
Abel.
Painter as a – Abel, okay. Abel or Painter.
And how did you say Kettering's name? How did you say Kettering's name?
Kettering.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Yeah, this is going. I like the rebrand of OK Andrew.
Yeah, you're gonna have to work on this.
I love this.
Yeah.
I don't know who the hell Abel is, man. You...
Abel. It's Mick Abel.
Mick Abel.
I know.
Yeah.
And then Kettering.
Oh boy. Wait, there's more.
Yeah.
Hey,
let me guess. Auto camp.
Do you want to win a World Series or not?
Yeah, shoot.
Sure. Yeah.
So we're calling up Kemper Crawford, keeping one of them for the playoffs, and we're calling up Stubbs and Marchand if this doesn't work out.
All right.
Well, Otto Kemp is starting in left field tonight, okay, Andrew, if you want to get a little excited.
Well, what good does left field do?
For the Phillies?
Yeah.
Well, because I think they're slowly transitioning Kepler into being a platoon bat.
Really?
Yeah, because they're not really playing against lefties. Now, Wilson's been starting against lefties, and he's hitting like one something. I mean, Kepler's hitting like one something against lefties.
Interesting. I didn't think of Kepler as a platoon guy, but I guess if you can make him even smaller, it makes him even... makes it stronger if you're able to maximize the position in that way. Okay, I got it. What you're going to have to do is, when you're reading about these guys, you can just Google pronunciation, blah, so you know you're nailing it. Because I want you to be an authority here, but if Jack's correcting you on the pronunciation of literally every player you mention, you know.
I think Jack's been a little hard on Andrew.
Yeah.
I'll do that when you get a pair of khaki pants.
Oh, got him. Yeah. Shove it.
He's a little spicy.
Yeah. Come on. You look like a slob, man. You really doing that to me?
Oh, wow.
Your backwards hat and stuff?
That's mean.
Well, I was just saying.
Jack, do you feel threatened?
About what?
What is minor league knowledge?
Did you listen to that? That sounds like you just got off the Google machine.
Why don't we try OG Wade again? Your preamble was so long and your connection was so bad.
Yeah, how do we disrespect Jalen this time?
It wasn't Jalen. It's OG. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
My insider worthiness. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Like I was just saying, y'all, Baldy came out with this report that the Eagles are going to be signing Justin Simmons, and I'm here to tell you that I spoke with Howie, and he said they're not signing the 31-year-old safety. There's no guys that's coming on this football team that's 30 and above at all, period. I don't give a damn who it could be. Von Miller, anybody. We not in the business of recycling trash or recycling older players. Right now, we're in the position of championship brand. We're the golden standard right now. So it would be foolish after trying to get young to go back steps and go older again.
Isn't Darius Slayton almost 30?
Darius Slayton, who?
Yeah.
The cornerback the Eagles signed, you know.
Oh, Adoree Jackson?
No, you mean Adoree Jackson.
Yeah, Adoree Jackson, yeah.
Oh, yes, Adoree Jackson. I'm sorry. Why did I say Darius Slayton?
Yeah. Receiver from
the
Giants.
Yes. Oh, Giants. That's what I thought. Yeah, Adoree Jackson. He's 30, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he's not making the club, though. He's not going. He's getting thrown.
He is definitely going to be on the team.
Nice, thanks.
I guarantee you, Adoree Jackson will not be on our roster. He will not make our roster. I guarantee you that. Okay? I already know what's going on. I got it, you know. So just check it out.
So now, who's going to start a corner? It's going to be the Keely Ringo.
Right. Keely Ringo.
Yeah, Ringo
Eli Ricks.
And this is a guy that no one's talking about. Everybody that's moved over him. Lewis Singh, he will be the starting safety for us this year. It will not be the new kid, Amuka, and it will not be
Sidney Brown.
I already got the call, all right?
Do you call him Amuka? You want to try that again?
No, I don't got to try a damn thing again. I don't do it twice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm hitting
you. Yeah, you're just wrong once. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Just like you were with Darius Slayton. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a difference between misspeaking, which is what
it is. There's not a difference when you're wrong, you're wrong, which I know you have a hard time admitting that. You know, i.e., the Jalen Hurts phenomenon.
Okay. So you want Eagles insider of the year. I want your top three scoops that you've given us that have come to fruition.
My top three scoops, it would be pretty much every damn thing I say.
There it is. Is there a 4-point plan to you becoming Eagles Insider of the Year?
Yep.
No, the 4-point plan is for y'all to understand reality. You know what I mean? That
right.
OG is damn near right 99% of the time. I mean, you know, y'all just don't want to admit it. You know what I'm saying?
Who needs?
You look at everything,
well, I'm pretty certain Lewis Singh will not be the starting safety on this team. I'm pretty certain of that.
Okay. Well, now here we got a ball game now, right? We got a ball game.
So who needs a rebrand more, OG Wade or OK Andrew?
Well, first of all,
you need a rebrand.
We already know OG Wade is the standard. So there's no brand, you know, that you're going to rebrand any damn thing. If anything, I brought you back in this area. If you would still be up in New York drinking that dirty water if it wasn't for me pressing you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm the reason why you back here. All right? So that's
you are?
In that.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I bullied you back here, so don't get smart.
I would say Chuck anyway. Has more to do with it than you do. Oh, look at this phone.
Oh, wow. Broke up at an interesting time. Interesting.
Yep.
Seat got a little warm.
Yep. What, me?
No, him.
Oh,
and then the phone broke
up. He needs a rebrand. OK Andrew's working on the rebrand.
You're in on minor league baseball, OK Andrew?
That was a tough one.
Yeah, it's tough to get through. I know.
Now, I will say the one thing he has going for him.
Yep.
We don't know whether he's mispronouncing the name or not until you say something.
Right.
Well, the Abel thing, I think we caught that one.
Well, he said, do you see here? I said Kirkering?
I didn't until you told him to repeat it.
Yeah. He's on the major league. He's been here for 2.5 seasons. I mean, 2023 came up.
I give him credit. He's trying.
But it's not the effort with OK Andrew. It's consistently the delivery.
Right.
Right.
And we kind of got there with football.
We did.
But then he got a little cocky.
He did. And now he doesn't have anywhere to go. But
sure.
It's similar to the OG Wade. Like, I feel like OG Wade needs a new North Star. His North Star was Jalen.
Mm-hmm.
And then he won the Jalen thing.
Yeah.
For now.
You know, well,
he won it. There's nothing we can do about
it. I mean, it could turn around, but at this point,
he won.
It is what it is. I got to back off on that.
Yeah.
I can say what I say about him, but he's still like, they won the Super Bowl.
Believe me, 2021, it was me and him every day arguing about Jalen.
Oh, right.
For 2022, so, he's been yelling about it for years, so I got to give him credit for that one.
Coming up next.
Although it neutered him pretty much afterwards.
Yes, it ruined him. This is the problem with success.
Yes.
The problem with winning a Super Bowl is it ruined OG Wade for us. Nobody will fight about the Eagles. We didn't even take any calls on it. I talked for 3 minutes about being worried about Saquon.
Nobody cares.
I saw 3 calls on the board about how wrong I was. I was like, you know what? All right. You know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, God forbid.
You
agreed with me.
It's legitimate.
Yes.
I think it's a legitimate concern.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Monitoring the situation.
Yep.
All right.
It's a good phrase.
Monitoring the situation. Yeah. Text line coming up. Also, a wide receiver maybe the Eagles could add with some of their cap space.
More weapons.
More weapons. You're going to be happy here.
Get ready to block.
Yep. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me down. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, don't know if we can do this tomorrow.
Why?
Well, I mean, we're at the golf course.
We're doing it.
Well, hold on. Those guys are going to be teeing off or making a big putt.
We're not going to be broadcasting right next to them.
You don't know where we're broadcasting from.
There's no way.
I agree. We could be close enough, though.
Then we gotta whisper sing it. We have to sing
as long as we got to respect the course.
Well, they knew. Look.
Well, the funny thing is, what happens when everybody else joins in?
Yes.
Singing with us?
And then it turns into the Waste Management Open?
Right, yes.
Well, all I know is Brandon Salvador over there should have known what he was signing up for. The sales guy has us over there.
He should have talked to the head of the PGA. Said, hey, watch
out. No, I'm just saying, we've done this every day for almost a year. And, you guys mentioned it a couple weeks ago, like you saying, you needing the payoff. Creed here July 12th, Scott Stapp on the show singing, talking about this and singing the song. I am feeling a little bit of pressure in that it's got to happen.
Oh, yeah, no, if this falls through.
Oh, yeah, you, listen.
I'm going to get crushed.
Yeah, you got all the pressure on you.
I'm aware, and yeah. I put a lot of confidence in, in those who said we'd get it done. Yeah. It needs to get done now. It's just been a lot of Creed singing. This is on my ass right now. It's on my ass. All right.
Okay.
The Twitter question.
Well, if I know anything about you.
What?
I think it'll get done.
Because I tend
to you're
get
an
those
over,
things done.
Over worker preparer and that specific thing. Yes.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Has the city been too hard on the Phillies to start the year? 60% say no, 40% say yes. And before we get back to the phones, just one more Elliott thing. It's been a lot of talk about Elliott and this Goddard thing.
I'm sure he's thrilled.
So he said this in when we were talking to him about Goddard, but then I just saw a Twitter video of him saying the same thing, and I just want to know what we think of it. He said that this is an all-in move by the Eagles and proof that they'll do whatever it takes to win a Super Bowl.
I knew you weren't letting that go.
Well, he was already under contract. They actually are paying less than his contract was. And they couldn't cut him because they would have the same cap hit anyway. They could cut him, I guess. I don't understand.
This is what he's saying. By keeping Goddard there, they're trying to win. Is that what he's saying?
Yes, that this is an all-in move. They just had the most un-all-in offseason of all time. No offense, but they specifically were saying we're scaling back on cash because of this and that and the other thing, and they weren't saying that they're not trying to win a Super Bowl next year. That's not what I'm saying, but they're saying like they're not going all in.
We're not going all in, yes.
Going all in by keeping the 30-year-old tight end who was already under contract for less money than he was under contract for before is not an all-in move and not a proof of anything with the Eagles other than, like, it didn't make any sense to cut him and nobody wanted to trade for him. Right? Yeah. It's not an all-in move.
No.
Well, I'm like, it's crazy.
That's when I was like, hold on. He didn't even say this prior to the move being made.
He wanted Goddard to take $4 million.
Yes, yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, I don't view it as an all-in.
No! When the Rams trade for what's-his-face?
Devontae.
Yes.
Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
Or like when they got the cornerback.
Oh, Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey. That was an all-in move.
Yeah, yep.
Going to get Matt, trading your young quarterback for Matt Stafford. All-in move.
Yeah.
Even signing Saquon is like
it was
this
more
past
of all
off
in last year. Than this year.
And keeping Dallas Goedert that they don't even throw to. All right.
Well, the one thing about Elliott is that you
and I'm not against keeping Goedert. I'm pro keeping Goedert. I've said that for weeks.
No, you've been saying that forever. Yeah. No. Well, the funny part about this with E is he didn't think it was gonna happen. And the fact that he is so positive on it now, even to the point where he's saying it's a Super Bowl move, it's an all-in Super Bowl move. The worm is back.
Ike, don't quote me on this.
Yeah.
Watch how they switch sides. That's Elliott. Elliott is the guy just like, you're right about the worm. It's just like, we told you we wanted, we'd do anything it took to win.
Anything.
anything.
By the way, you're talking about the Twitter video he put out?
Even Josh Uche.
Yes, the all-in move.
Yeah.
Ojulari, right?
Yes.
Are you talking about the Twitter video he put out?
Yeah.
You notice how echoey that was?
I didn't listen to it.
Yeah,
I just saw
you got to listen to it.
Okay.
It's a hard listen. And I tried to tweet at him to tell him but he didn't. Change
Fritz
it.
Is the guy that's going to be, he's going to be there to comment whenever you put something out there.
Yeah, if it's wrong, yeah.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, I got to grow up, you know. Hey, bro, Rod Lincoln, I told the crew, listen, if we want to work something out, I'm there every day, you know what I'm saying?
Are you like Jason Peters? You need a pay bump to be the first caller?
I'm serious. I'm working. But I'm going to be back. Listen, as soon as I get done with these couple weeks of training, you know, I'm in like right now, I mean, wait, Nasty Natty, you know, Ike Reese hometown, you know, I'm here, you know.
In the city?
Yeah, boy,
okay.
I'm down here, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but I'm going to be back. Don't worry about it. But look, y'all got to lay off on my crew. First of all, my uncle OG, I got to lay off on him.
Wow.
Y'all got to lay off on my little bro. Okay. Hey, okay, got something for y'all tomorrow. And Spike, don't be we working on something. Don't be stealing our content for the Ricky either. Don't steal it.
What? Stealing content for the Ricky? What?
I said, don't. We got something for the show tomorrow. I said, okay. Don't be stealing our content.
Okay.
On the Ricky, when we hit you with this bombshell. Okay, going to drop on you tomorrow. See, I'm behind the scenes.
Okay.
You
know,
I was going to say we. Like, what is going on right now?
Hey, I'm behind the scenes.
Okay.
Hey. I'm always.
Well, it's not working.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I listen, you know, I ain't giving him no baseball content. That's all him. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no baseball guy. I lead that to Jack and, you know, Seltzer and all them with, you know. But, you know, let's get on what Spike was talking about with Saquon. I'm with him. Saquon Barkley, I'm worried because he ain't really, like, I told this for y'all for years. I love Saquon, but Saquon ain't really, he don't know how to win. Like, he's celebrating too much. Like you know, guys like Jalen, you know, the Georgia crew. You know, Devontae, we do this every year. You know, we've been winning championships since we was like, you know.
Well, hold on. A.J. Brown went to Ole Miss. Where did they win?
But listen, when A.J., but A.J. Brown, his first year here, what happened? He went to the Super Bowl. He dealt with the loss. He said, oh, I got to get back to how I was, you know, 2 years ago. So he learned. Saquon, this is MVP say, but that's okay because we got the crew to carry him. Goddard coming back. And listen, I got something for y'all. The move that's going to happen, and this ain't even no speculation. I'm just telling you what need to happen. We got two guys out there that's going to take us to the top. You know, because me, you know how it is, Emily Dickens, you know, the plot Dickens, George Pickens, Eagles in five. You know me. I don't care about all that, you know. I don't care about none of that down there. But look.
Emily Dickens, George Pickens.
Wow. Corey, I'll say this is a good call, Corey, even though it's late in this show.
Yeah.
Eagles in five.
Jair Alexander out there and Jalen Ramsey. Come on, man. Howie, get it done. Jair, he won.
Now, I'll tell you, I'll take Jair.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, and he born in Philadelphia. You love Philadelphia born guy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Bring him back to the city. And then we going back.
Where the hell does Jair Alexander go to school at?
I think he was. I don't think he like grew up there. I think he was just born there. I think.
Okay.
Yeah, he ended up in Mint Hill, North Carolina.
Okay.
He was born here.
Yeah, it's kind of like Steph Curry, but you know, we still claim him in Ohio. But you know. But hey, that's the move that needs to happen. You know what I'm saying? And are we too hard on the Phillies? No, because I told you we got a championship mindset now. All we see is chips. So we hard on the Eagles, we hard on the Sixers, the Phillies, we going to be hard on them. Pause, you know what I'm saying? We not going to be giving them no relaxation. No, they had a good couple series. You know what? They won four series in a row, right?
Well, three. They got to win one more game to win four series.
All right.
Yeah.
They win tonight. We'll win four in a row. Okay, we building something. Bryce Harper looked good the other night, you know what I'm saying? L.A. and them, Fransky talking about, oh, we need to lay off Bryce Harper. Okay, but when we was giving him pressure, he was delivering, right? We gave pressure, he stepped up. So we ain't going to lay off L.A. We ain't going to lay off Fransky. I'm sorry. We're going to keep bringing it to him.
Love that. All right, Corey.
Love it. Great call, C.
Yeah, really good call from Corey.
And I do think Bryce heard what last Friday was. Not even our show. It was the theme of the station was about Bryce.
Yeah.
And he just responded, I think.
Well, he responded in how he talked.
But, he's looking better at the plate.
Is he?
I thought he did. Saturday swing adjustment, home run on Sunday, opposite way last night.
All right,
baseball.
Yeah.
He's slowly climbing his way. People act like players can't slump. It's the worm talking. But like, I'm
who is the one on Friday who said started the show?
This is where you ruin my legacy.
I'm disappointed in Bryce. Headline.
I'm just saying, like, that was disappointing. The reaction every time I tweet, like, well, Bryce is sucking. It's like, relax. He's going through a slump.
You got to feel like people are going too far with it.
I know. You guys all watch the Eagles, and then you're coming over to baseball season. You're all casuals. I get it.
I see. He's attacking everyone. Casuals? You're the one that gave up on the team.
I never gave up on the team. Not what I said. I gave up on the offense.
Well, that's the team.
Don't worry about it. Okay. Coming out to Casey's and Drexel Hill tonight.
All right. 215-592-94.
Watch party.
Yeah. Phillies Rays World Series rematch.
So it's all nice outside. You know what place shines when it's nice outside?
Delco.
Delco. They say Delco's a lot. They're right.
It sure is.
A lot of great stuff, especially in spring and summer. Now, you might think Delco. You think one thing about Delco. Do you think about wineries in Delco? Tons of wineries in Delco. Do you think about the amazing trails and tracks to take your dog for a walk, maybe your loved one? Something for everyone. Outdoor festivals. You and your buddies want to go watch the game, want to have a couple beers, maybe go out for a great dinner. Delco, Delco, Delco. Great bars, great restaurants, great everything with Delco. Jack's got to stop laughing. Visit Delco.com. is where you can go to find out all that Delco has to offer. Again, visit Delco.com. They say Delco's a lot, and they're right. What were you laughing at?
They sure are right.
Yeah. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. I don't want to ruin the read.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just did.
No.
Louie in Nebraska.
You're done.
All right. Louie, Nebraska, you're in WIP.
If you ever need to drink wine from Delco, you need new taste buds, I think.
No, man.
Hold on.
No, you're actually wrong.
Come on here with
Chats
that.
Ford Winery?
Yeah. Chats Ford, yeah, beautiful. There's like, that's the thing.
Chats Ford's really Chester County.
Well, but it's not.
Well.
The thing is, Louie, about Delco, is that there is the Delco we think about, right? We're thinking about Ridley, you know, Upper Darby, blah, blah, blah. But Delco's grown up in a lot of ways, a lot of nice areas. Yeah. When we were out there
meeting. There's no road rage.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Jack.
There's no road rage.
Jack. 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 Look, she handled herself. She handled her business. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm missing something.
The lady who, the Delco.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
That's him.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That's him. That's why he's laughing.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm trying to do this Delco thing.
Yes.
And Jack's over there making pooper jokes. Sorry. All right, go ahead, Lou.
By the way, this really has to hurt ESP's Insider of the Year. I mean, he totally whiffed on that one.
Yes, so, like, he whiffed for weeks. Sure we tried to talk sense into him, Louie.
Make sure we don't have short-term memory loss at the end of the year when the belt comes around.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
So I'm excited for you guys tomorrow. I mean, Spike, you're going to a golf tournament. Now, I'm preparing for the U.S. Open qualifier tomorrow at Jericho National. I'm in Bucks County right now, walking the golf course, scoping it out. Spike, golfers dress like golfers when they go to the tournament. Now, if you see old guys who are wearing golf shoes, those are the geeky guys. You want to stay away from that. Don't wear your golf shoes.
I don't have golf shoes, Louie.
I'm just saying. So you don't need to wear a polo. If you're going to go in the clubhouse, I would prefer you wear a polo. You know, represent WIP well. Okay?
Well,
you're representing me.
Yeah, we don't know where we're going to be. I know that would be helpful, but we don't. So I am going to wear a polo because the last time, even though I wasn't golfing, I went to a golf club not wearing a polo. I've been obliterated for almost a year because of it. So I'm going to wear a friggin' polo.
Now, you look like the guy who wears some crazy polos, so just go with the standard.
Oh, bro. No, he's going standard.
I'm standard. I'm standard. I'm standard. The craziness is on the skin. The polo shirt's going to be very plain.
Please. Okay. Good. Yeah. I'm so glad that people are on my wavelength when it comes to the Phillies. I called a couple weeks ago. You know, my uncle Ike, he yelled at me because, you know, I said, hey, let's wait till the All-Star break to see where they are. Listen, Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy don't start hot. They get their game ready.
He finished minus 31. What are you talking about? He's 31 under.
I'm just saying.
And by the way, hold on. By the way, Louie, We still got a long way to go before we get to the All-Star break. And this thing could switch back next week now.
Oh, don't sound so happy in there. Would you stop?
No, I'm just saying.
Well, you'll be happy because you'll be right that you have given up on them.
No, never.
Yeah.
I put them right on the fence.
But I was saying that, guys, we need to have them develop. I mean, Skip was still trying to figure out the lineup. So, like, we're not in major season. Spike, I'm using golf terms.
I know what majors are.
We're not in major season. So everybody relax. And calm down. Now, I got yelled at before, but it seems like, you know, the Twitter poll is finally coming around. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, 60-40. Yep.
It is. Now, listen. Listen. I'll say you were right. You were right.
Oh, man.
You don't have to give that.
Can we cut that?
I don't have a problem. Yeah, you were right. You're right now in the moment where we're in.
Now, are you going to qualify for the U.S. Open or not? I mean.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what does he know about major season?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
You're taking everybody to Pound Town.
Set yourself
baby.
Up for that one. Yeah. Yes.
Now, here's what I'm going to do. When I win
Spike
this qualifier
doesn't forget
tomorrow,
now. He was waiting to pounce.
Yep. It was there.
Look, when I win this qualifier tomorrow, I'm coming in and yelling Ike victory, and then I'm going to hang up.
Okay.
So what do you have to do to qualify?
Come in Friday.
Yeah, Friday. Yeah.
Come in here. Come in the Chickies.
Yeah. But tomorrow, we're going to be on the golf course.
Yeah.
So there's 115 golfers tomorrow qualifying for 6 spots.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, if I shoot 4 under, I think I'm in, walking free. So I'm out here scoping, feel good about the game, so we'll see. You know, I'll send you the link, Fritz, and we're going to yell victory tomorrow.
Good. Let me know if you ever need a caddy.
Absolutely.
All right.
Mike, have a great time. Yeah.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, let me caddy for you.
Yep.
Y'all the wrong reads.
Yep.
He just yelled the victory thing.
Yeah.
You know, when the team plays as well as the team played this past year, might have been a record number of victories I yelled out.
It was a lot of victories.
A lot of victories I yelled out.
Like, I mean,
that's the most victories ever.
Yeah, it had to be the most wins in a season, right?
Yeah.
Because you have 14 in a regular. It's 21, I think. You have 14 in a regular season, and then you got the 4 playoffs.
18.
Did I say
21? I mean, it's close.
He rounded up.
He looked at me very sincerely.
What the hell?
He looked me dead in the eye. He goes, it's 21, I think.
You know what I was thinking? 17 plus 4.
Right.
Correct. Yeah. 14. Yeah, okay.
Had they had a perfect season.
That's that Michigan State education. Yeah. Man.
Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's up, Justin?
Justin!
If Corey's the leadoff hitter where it's hard for me to call every day, does that make me like the pinch hitter where I call like a couple of times a week?
And, yeah.
Well, the problem is for the show.
He's cutting into your time, Justin. I mean, you are a 5:30 caller.
He is, but hey, I mean, we all got to be. Sometimes you got to give up that pinch hit spot because somebody's hotter than you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm gracious if anything. I'm a team player. As long as we win, that's all I care about.
You are a team player. I appreciate that about you.
Give me that W, boys. Just give me that W. I got a couple of things, if you don't care, like the thing you were talking about yesterday. I know you don't like me getting off topic, but the Embiid trade?
Yeah.
I was going to tell you yesterday, man. I'd take 2 cases of them tasty cake pies y'all got there in the studio, them peach and apple pies for Embiid, because they're better than what he's going to be right now with that knee, boys. I'm telling you, that knee's as cooked as yesterday's dinner. Are y'all too hard on the Fields? No, y'all not. You know why? Because them boys is millionaires, man. Don't you know nothing?
Yeah, there we go.
There we go. There it is.
There we go.
Yep.
Man, I was listening and I said, here we go. But no, the thing about with Trey Turner, like where the guy was talking about him, I think it is a pride thing where he don't want to move out from shortstop. But the thing about it is, he's making shortstop money now. And it's not like the NFL, you know, all his money's guaranteed. So the hell, man, just move to left field now. You got your shortstop money. I mean, he wouldn't make that money being a left fielder. And I know it's a prideful thing as a man, like when you can't do your job like you used to do or something like that, and they got a younger, newer guy. But who gives a crap? You still getting your money. I mean, you're still getting
money. Money's guaranteed. Yeah.
Same amount of bats. Who cares? Come on, who cares? You're not getting into the Hall of Fame, Trey. Don't worry about it.
Wow.
Well, he's not.
Well, I mean, he could, you know, maybe.
LeBron plays 25 years or something, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to do that. Yeah. You might be right on that one. And there are 5 Rambo movies, okay?
Wow.
I don't think Spike would like the last one because the last one's called Rambo Last Blood. And you talk about gory, man. He kills
He kills some boys in that, and let me tell you right now, it's good. And when Yoshi hit it on the head, he does some killing in that. And
I never even heard of Rambo 5.
It's called Rambo Last Blood. It was good,
Rambo
man.
Last no Blood, okay.
Yeah, it was like the fourth one's just called Rambo, and then, you know. Rambo
yeah, I see Last it. Blood Last, Final. And this actually came out in 2019.
Yeah, it was actually on my birthday in 2019. I made my wife take me to go watch it on my birthday. How about them apples? But anyway, y'all, once again, heck of a show. Are you too hard on the fields? Yes, them boys is millionaires. Oh, and real quick, I got a story for you, man. Mm-mm. My cousin, she works at a Goodwill store down in Jacksonville, and Doug Peterson brung some stuff in there, and his stuff is clean. I mean, it is clean. She said they wouldn't know dadgum sweat stains on it. You know, like she was looking at the. I'm just kidding. I'm just messing with y'all.
Yeah. Not the underwear. Yeah.
She didn't sleep in the shirts. Interesting.
Yeah. I think she took a pair of his dirty drawers and sold them on eBay to some crazy Eagles fan up there, but I don't know. But anyway, I'll get off here. Oh, my favorite piece of electrical equipment was probably my first Nintendo, like with Super Mario and all that.
The 16-bit Nintendo. Yeah. The main Nintendo.
And then, like, Excitebike and all them. Yeah, Zelda. That was a good, you'd have to blow on the dadgum game to get it to play. You know, you'd have to blow on that sucker like you know tomorrow. That's,
yeah.
But anyway,
ooh,
that's
boy.
Another story. Anyway,
you guys don't understand how small it is.
All right, Justin, get out of here.
All right, I got to get this in, Justin, before we get out of here.
All right, bro.
Just dawned on me.
What?
It was not a PS5 that I had.
What was it?
It's an Xbox.
Oh,
of course. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Completely different thing.
Totally different.
Yeah.
You live and you learn.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's the Xbox that I have at home.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Completely different than you're like PS1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Xbox. Completely.
It wasn't until I Googled it and looked. I'm like, no, that's not it. Yeah, that's not it.
Finally. Four hours later,
I'm like, Xbox.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
What's that green stuff? Elliot looking at his lawn.
He's lived there for a while, right?
Yeah.
How has he only gotten the lawn cut? Like,
I don't know.
If you have a lawn, you have to know how you're managing the lawn, whether it's you or somebody else.
Dude, I've never heard anybody in Philly talk, meaning in the city, talk about getting their grass cut.
No.
I've never even heard that before.
Nope. What's next?
Oh, nice. You had a pet rock growing up as your first electronic, Ike? I had Pac-Man in my basement. Silver Spoon Eskin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
Pac-Man in the basement.
Yep.
We did want that as a kid, though, the arcade game.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Lifestyle arcade.
Or you remember the sit-down ones that they would have, like, in a bar? Like,
yes, sir.
Oh, those were cool,
yes,
too.
Yes, sir.
What's next?
Love today's next question. Reminds me of a summer down the shore many moons ago. It was me, John Bon Jovi, Ike Reese, and Chris Christie. Ike fell for a gal at the surf shop named Felicia. Everyone called her Philly. And just like today, Ike never apologized for being too hard on Philly. Come on! Tornado Shapiro.
That was actually all right.
It finally got there. What's next?
Well, I have an idea who did it if Howie ever goes missing. The Delaware Valley, listening to Taurus call.
Dude, that was a little much.
I actually
regret not cutting it off.
It was creepy.
Yeah. His wife shops. It's like,
I don't know. Are you following them?
His clothes are so clean. They're, it's like he was winking. Clean.
I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah. What's next?
Things not said by afternoon show listeners today. Man, I wonder why that consignment shop is closing. Alex in Lancaster.
Yeah, for sure. Jeez. And he was selling out his wife, too. What's next?
This guy can't name three flyers, but you ask him his favorite devil, and he lists the whole roster. Mark in Monco.
You know, everyone out there was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I mean, that's honestly the most shocking thing that's ever happened in the last year in this show.
Really?
You named another player on the Devils.
Devils.
They're a fun team to watch. They're young and fast. They rebuilt. They did the whole process thing, and they got good. I like Jack Hughes. I'm sorry. What's next?
It wasn't Jack Hughes. It was the second player.
Nico Hischier.
Never.
Yeah. What's next?
Hey, fun police. Why don't you worry about your push-ups? Saquon Barkley.
All right. Fair. 100% fair. I'm not trying to have the Eagles win the Super Bowl, though. You know, what's next?
People were definitely too hard on the Phils. Like that day Spike repeatedly said I was cooked. Bryce at the bank.
Repeatedly.
Over and over again.
Only one. I apologize for it 10 minutes later.
Yep.
Meanwhile, you said the Phillies were done 100 times.
And
you were out on them.
And you kept repeating that he's demanding a new contract.
Yep. What else did
First
I?
First reported by you.
Yes.
First reported.
You doing leading off?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you are. Yeah, we talked about it earlier. Yeah. All right, so leading off is next. Phil's first pitch, 7:05. Then you can go watch the game with Jack and James Seltzer over at Casey's in Drexel Hill. We will be with you tomorrow from the golf tournament over there at Marin Cricket Club. That's where we're going to be?
Philadelphia Cricket Club.
Right. It's pretty exciting.
Truest.
Pretty exciting. I've got a polo shirt and all. I'm sure there will be a picture of it.
I'm bumping to Rory out there tomorrow.
Yep.
Oh, is he out there?
Oh, yeah. Rory's out there.
You guys must be excited.
Hey, I hope I get hit with a golf ball.
Clip that. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.